Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Ashley is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Wade. What's up, Ashley?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Before we get into your date and stuff with Wade, how long has it been since you talked to him?
It's been a little over a week, like 8 days.
Okay, not too bad yet. What was your last interaction?
It was the morning after the day we met.
All right. Oh. Let's stop there and go all the way back and tell us what happened from the beginning.
So, okay. I'm new to the city. I just moved here. You know, when you're like an adult, it's hard to meet people. So I decided to book one of those like city tours, kill, you know, a day, maybe meet somebody. And he sat next to me on the bus and we were striking up a conversation, chatting. We were kind of hitting it off. He was really charming. And it was kind of romantic, you know, seeing the sights. It kind of felt like being on a vacation, except with like a new person. And we decided that we were enjoying each other's company so much that we would hop off the bus and pick a restaurant or a bar and, you know, just hang out, just the two of us, and like get to know each other. So we spotted a restaurant and we went there and grabbed a couple drinks and started chatting. And he mentioned like, oh, this is actually kind of turning into our first date. And I thought it was really cute.
That is cute.
You know? Yeah. I was charmed. The drinks continued to flow. The food, not so much. I was kind of like, you know, this is a first date. Like, why don't we go back to my place for a nightcap? You know? So we did, and things might have escalated. We were having a lot of fun, and then we were having some adult fun.
Okay.
And something happened that kind of threw a wrench in it.
What was the wrench?
My leg was up in the air by his face.
Okay.
And he just, like, grabbed my foot and started sucking on my toe.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was like, like moving it away from his face without being like, gross, stop. I was just trying to like wiggle my toe away from his face. But then he just like kept doing it, like, and he was so into it. And I was like, oh, Jesus. And, but I was still like enjoying myself. So I didn't want to embarrass him. And we were having so much fun. And so I just kind of like changed positions, like moved it up to like make what was happening stop.
All right.
And then, you know, we finished up and we chatted, had pillow talk for like an hour and it was fine. And I was like, well, you know, I kind of have an early shoot, so got to get going. And he left and I haven't called him back because I'm just so embarrassed. I've never had my feet in someone's mouth. And I just, if that's the vibe, like, I'm not trying to kink shame. I would never do that. But I'm really not into like foot play. I don't even really like my own feet. But then I was like, you know, this isn't so bad, you know.
So you started getting on board with it a little more.
I was like, you know, this isn't so bad. Like, I only have so many firsts left and first time for everything. So I was like, okay, like, I'm into it. And I just, like, let it happen. And everything was great. And we had pillow talk. And we, you know, hung out for a little bit more. And now it's, like, a week later and I still haven't heard from him. So now I'm like, well, maybe I should have gotten that pedicure. Like, were my feet gross? Like, did I do
something? Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up right after this, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you could give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of our first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Ashley is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Wade, and she thinks it might be because of her toes. Not really sure. Ashley, before we call him to see why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Wade and why you think you're getting ghosted?
Well, I met Wade on a bus tour of the city, and we decided to get off the tour and have drinks, and we went home together, and everything was going really well. But then he started sucking on my toes, which I thought was really weird, but I just, you know, I just went with it. And he, I, you know, that's a lot of extra effort for me, and he hasn't called me back. So I'm kind of wondering, like, was it my toes or, like, what was going on?
And you said you'd never had anybody do that to you before, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, you just, you know, the you meet less people the older you get. You got to go with it sometimes. You got to improv.
You took your toe virginity and never called back.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wade?
Yeah, who's calling?
Wade, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
He's not alone, Wade. Sorry, just going to jump in real quick. My name's Nina, also here on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Okay. Hi, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're calling you today because somebody emailed us about you.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever heard a first date follow-up before.
Uh-uh.
Well, that is a segment we do on the show where if you go on a date with someone and you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email from Ashley.
Oh.
She told us about your date. She said she really liked you and she's wondering why you're not calling her back. Can you tell us?
No, I mean, Ashley was cool. We had this sort of magical, like, meet and first date thing. And honestly, like, it was really exciting, which is also scary. But honestly, I don't know what I can say here. But later in the evening, we were doing stuff. Okay. And it was really good. And I think it was really good for her. And she leans in and she whispers, "Suck my toes." And I've never done that before. And so I went for it and it was all right. I didn't hate it, but she was like really into it. Like, I don't know, it was sort of like a side of her that, to be honest, that seeing how into it she was sort of freaked me out. Because if that's first date stuff, like, I don't know, she might be too much for me. At one point, I just wanted to slap her foot out of my face. Like, I felt like I was in a boxing match with her leg.
Get out of here. Wow, really? Okay.
Like, how much she was into it gave me a weird vibe.
Okay.
That's weird.
This is confusing because she, you know, she told us a little something different about your date.
Was it something that I did?
No, I'll just let her tell it because she's actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Wade.
Hi, Ashley. What is this?
Okay, so I absolutely did not ask you to do that, by the way.
What? Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't. I did not request that. That is, my feet are not on the menu.
You leaned in. Yeah, I've never ordered feet. So, like, you whispered, "Suck my toes."
So you thought I said, "Suck on my toes"? I did not say that. I did not say that. I said something different.
Oh, I definitely heard "suck on my toes." Then why did you look so into it? It, like, I've never seen eyes like the eyes you gave me when I sucked on your toes.
Yeah, what's going on here? Shocking. I didn't want to be rude. We just met, you know? I wasn't going to be...
Ashley thought you liked it, Wade. She thought that was your choice.
Yes.
What? No. Yeah. No.
She said she thought that you wanted to do that. That was your thing.
I thought that was your thing. Like, I don't even like having sex with shoes off. Like, what?
Oh my God. No, I didn't say that. This is such a relief. I thought that you thought I was a freak and that my feet were messed up or something. Like, I did not say that.
I thought you were a freak in a way that I just wasn't ready for, to be honest. I thought you were playing at a level that I hadn't made it to yet.
And Ashley thought you were a freak.
Yeah, I've never asked anyone to put it in between roast beef and home, okay?
Yeah, well, I...
What? Oh, this one picking up roast beef, this one went home.
Like, it was cool. I just thought you were super into it.
No, I thought you were super into it, so I was trying to like match your energy.
Damn. The good news is is that they were both willing to give each other what they wanted.
Exactly. That's awesome.
That's a great sign.
Wade, would you like to go on another date with Ashley? We'll pay for it now that we've got this whole toe situation figured out.
Get your gardening tools ready.
I mean, everything else was great. I like Ashley. Do you want to go out and not suck each other's toes?
Or at least an appropriate amount, right? Now that you guys know.
or at least an appropriate, we can build back to that.
Yeah, let's keep it above the knees. And I would love to go on another date with you.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's honestly a huge relief because I was honestly meeting you was so great. I was pretty bummed that I was freaked out about that. So this, I'm glad you did this.
Well, communication goes a long way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I guess I'll see you soon.
Wow.
Yeah, see you soon.
All right.
Footwear optional. See you guys.
Good luck.
Jubal's first date follow up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.